Hosanna to the Son of David.
Hosanna in the highest.
Blessed is the one who came in the name of the Lord.
Hosanna in the highest.
Good morning. Welcome to First Baptist Church of Elon as we celebrate this day on Palm Sunday morning. We have arrived a Holy Week and we are excited that you have decided to join us this morning for our morning worship service. God has blessed us with a beautiful day to worship this morning on this beautiful Sunday, and we are excited that you've decided to join us via Facebook Live. If you are listening to this service via our website on www.fbc-elon.org. We are thankful that you have decided to join us for worship this day. We are in the midst of Holy Week, at the beginning of Holy Week in the season of Lent, and this is a high and holy day in the midst of this week where we celebrate the arrival of Christ, and we are thankful that he has arrived in Jerusalem, and we will remember that in our scripture lesson this morning, and we are glad that you've decided to join us for worship this day. As you listen to this at home or at work or wherever you're listening to this service this morning or watching this service this day, thank you for joining us in worship. As we do worship this morning, we did want to make you aware of opportunities to worship with us here at First Baptist Elon this week, and the ways that we are going to worship in the midst of this time of year and what's going on in our community and across this world this week. Opportunities that you have a chance to worship with your families. This week, hopefully you were able to receive that Holy Week devotion that our music minister, Gay Collins, put together, and we are hoping that you're going to use that this week starting today. And if you did not receive that this week, you can contact our church office. We'll make sure we get one of those devotions to you. Or if you have a chance, you can swing by the church tomorrow or sometime this week. We encourage you to try to come by early this week if you can, because it does start today. If I'm right, Gay, it starts today. And that'll be a wonderful way that you and your families can remember what this week is all about. But use that as a time of reflection. The season of Lent is a time of reflection and thinking about what Christ did, especially during this week, this Holy Week season. Also, opportunities to worship this week. This Wednesday, I want to remind you about our continued Bible study that we'll be using Facebook Live, and that ministry is also posted on our website. We'll be continuing our study in the book of Philippians on Wednesday night at 6:30 p.m. This will be session 3 in our study. It'll be on Facebook Live at 6:30, also on our website as well. You can use that resource. Join me in that Bible study this week. This week we'll also have two other opportunities of special worship opportunities. This Thursday at 7 p.m., we're going to have a special time of communion, as we remember Jesus' Last Supper with his disciples. This at 7 o'clock this Thursday, we're going to have a time of family Lord's Supper. And this is something we've never done before, because usually when we do a Maundy-Thursday service, we usually gather here in the sanctuary and gather around the table with our families and remember the Last Supper and enjoy the elements of the bread and the cup together. But we can't do that this time as we remember the COVID-19 virus and keep the social distancing time that we want to respect, and respect our community leaders and respect the health of our family, our church family. So this time we're going to do what's called a family communion. And so at 7 o'clock on Thursday night this week, we want to encourage you to join with your families around your dinner table. Or just gather yourself at 7 o'clock. And what we're going to do is enjoy communion together. So you have elements in your home. Maybe it's a cracker, or it's a goldfish, or it's a piece of bread. And then get another element. Maybe it's juice. Maybe it's grape juice. Maybe it's orange juice. Maybe it's wine. Maybe it's water. Whatever that element is. And at 7 o'clock, we're going to gather around the table as a family. And I will be doing this Facebook Live with my family at 7. If you have Facebook, join me at 7 o'clock around the table. If you don't have Facebook, that's okay. At 7 o'clock, we want to gather around the table as First Baptist Church of Elon and read through the gospel story in the Gospel of Luke of the Last Supper. And then take the elements. If you're on Facebook Live, you can join me with my family. If you're not, that's okay. At 7 o'clock, we'll remember the Last Supper the disciples took for a special Maundy Thursday service. That's on Thursday. Then on Friday, we're going to have a special Good Friday service right here in the sanctuary. I want you to join me by Facebook Live. This service will also be recorded and placed on our website as well. And we'll have a special tenebrae as we remember the last words that Christ spoke. And remember those last words before he was put to death on the cross. Remembering what this season is all about. So Friday at 7 o'clock as well, a special worship service that we'll remember as we remember this Holy Week season. And then next Sunday at 10 o'clock, we'll gather together again on Resurrection Sunday, remembering what this season is all about. So opportunities this week as we remember Holy Week. It'll be a Holy Week like no other that we've experienced here at First Baptist Elon, but we do want to remember what this season is all about. So opportunities coming up this week. Join us here at First Baptist Elon as we worship and celebrate this season of Resurrection Sunday. And as we gather here together, we remember, we celebrate Christ's arrival in Jerusalem on Palm Sunday this morning. So if you would, gather with me and join with me in prayer. Let us pray. Almighty God, on this day, your Son, Jesus Christ, entered the holy city of Jerusalem and was proclaimed king by those who spread their garments and the palm branches along his way. Let those branches be signs for us of his victory, and grant that we who bear them in his name may ever hail him as Lord and follow him in the way that leads to eternal life. In his name we pray this morning. Amen.
Our hymn this morning is Hosanna, Loud Hosanna. Let's worship.
Good. was folded to his breast. The children sang their praises, the simplest from the best. From all of that they followed among the joyful crowd, the victory palm was waving with praises clear and loud. The Lord of earth and heaven rode on in lowly state, nor scorned that little children. Is our Redeemer, the Lord of heaven, our King. Oh, may we ever praise him with heart and life and voice, and in his blissful presence
opening scripture reading this morning comes from Psalm 118, verses 1 and 2, and verses 19 through 29. Listen to this song of praise. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Let Israel say, his love endures forever. Open for me the gates of righteousness. I will enter and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord through which the righteous may enter. I will give you thanks, for you answered me. You have become my salvation. The stone the builders rejected has become the capstone. The Lord has done this, and it is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. O Lord, save us. O Lord, grant us success. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. From the house of the Lord we bless you. The Lord is God, and he has made his light shine upon us. With boughs in hand, join in the festal procession, up to the horns of the altar. You are my God, and I will give you thanks. You are my God, and I will exalt you. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever.
Amen.
as we gather here this day to worship and celebrate, we do remember that this is a difficult time in our community and across our state, across our nation, and across our world. We hear the stories and testimonies on TV and the radio, and even from people who come by the church and call or in need on a daily basis. And we want to recognize those individuals and acknowledge that this is a difficult time. And so at this time, in the moment of we have time in our worship service this morning, we want to spend some time in just prayer. And so in this time, as you gather in your homes this morning, we want to spend some time in some guided prayer. And so at this, in this moment, what I want you to do is just close your eyes. And I want to guide us in a time of reflection and prayer for our community and our state and our nation and our world. And so as we pray this morning, just focus your prayers on those stories that you've heard, maybe even in your own family and in your own your neighborhoods and in your communities and maybe even the prayers that need to go on in your own life right now. And so just bow your heads and just listen and focus your prayers as we pray this day as the body of Christ. Father, as we gather here this day, even just as we gather here in this sanctuary, just the few of us that are here, we recognize that we are a changed community. We recognize that we are going through a time that has shaped and shifted us in a way that we never could have prepared for. But Father, we know that you are in control. And Father, as we come to you as the body of Christ gathered across this community, we know that you are moving and you are loving us and you are in control. And so as we come to you as the body of Christ, we just ask that as you hear us, as you move and use us to continue to honor and serve you and love, we just ask that you hear the prayers that we lift up to you in these few moments of silence for individuals in our community, in the town of Elon and Burlington and Gibsonville, in our immediate community right now in Alamance County. We lift these prayers up to you right now. Father, we recognize that the needs extend beyond our immediate community, but they extend across the state of North Carolina. We hear the stories as we watch the news, and we hear talk to our families that are across the state from the mountains to the coast, and recognize there are great need across our state. And Father, we lift up those needs and that are going on right now to you at this time. Father, we also know that the needs do not stop at the border of North Carolina, but they extend across our nation. As we watch the national news, we know that there are many states that are ravaged beyond what we are experiencing in North Carolina. And Father, we know the needs are great, and so at this time we lift up those needs to you. Finally, Father, we recognize this is not just an American problem. This is a global problem. And Father, we recognize that this is the need that extends across our globe, a globe, a world that you created with your own hands. And we lift up the needs of this world to you right now. Father, you hear our prayers. And all God's people said, Amen.
Oh.
Rob and Kathy. Well, I keep saying it each Sunday, our journey during the season of Lent has been like no other. And as I reflected on how to approach this Palm Sunday sermon, I was inspired by a resource. It was actually a liturgy penned by a minister, Lindy Croucher, back in 2011. So I wanted to give her credit to her for the inspiration for the sermon this day. I don't think ministers give credit to other ministers enough of this. And I wanted to do that from the outset this morning. As we have arrived at Palm Sunday and as we have arrived at the beginning of Holy Week, and as we begin to wrap up this season of Lent, and we'll conclude that later this week, I think we can relate to the emotions and feelings of Jesus and the emotions that he felt out in the wilderness, a season where each of us is called to reflect and anticipate and prepare ourselves for what Jesus went through as he approached the cross, as we approach the tomb and we reflect on what Resurrection Sunday is all about. Each year we're supposed to do that during the season of Lent, to approach the empty tomb with a set of fresh eyes, a fresh heart. And we begin this final journey in the season of Lent this week, on this Sunday, Palm Sunday, beginning with shouts of celebration by the Christian church with Hosanna. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We remember Jesus Christ entering the city of Jerusalem and the crowds gathering to celebrate this parade for the King of Israel. We remember the crowds, what they were screaming. But have we ever really thought about what Jesus was thinking as he was riding on that donkey, as he was going on the path? Have you ever really thought about that? Have you ever thought about the emotions as he was feeling as he was listening to the crowd screaming, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord? What about Jesus? You see, the crowds, this was the one they had been waiting for. The miracle worker, you know, he had just raised Lazarus from the dead. We talked about that last week. Remember, he is the one I told you about. That's what the crowds were saying to the other people, maybe, that were just kind of happened to be there. So this morning, let's think about what Jesus may have been feeling. This morning, we're going to be reading from the Gospel of John. So if you have your Bibles with you, if you have your Bibles at home, turn with me to the Gospel of John, chapter 12. We'll be reading verses 12 through 19 this morning. It'll be on the screen behind me. If you can see it at home, you can read along with me. We'll be reading verses 12 through 19, John chapter 12. The next day, the great crowd that had come for the festival heard that Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem. They took palm branches and went out to meet him, shouting, Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the King of Israel. Jesus found a young donkey and sat on it, as it is written, Do not be afraid, daughter Zion. See, your king is coming, seated on a donkey's colt. At first, his disciples did not understand all this. Only after Jesus was glorified did they realize that these things had been written about him and that these things had been done to him. Now, the crowd that was with him when he called Lazarus from the tomb and raised him from the dead continues to spread the word. Many people, because they had heard that he had performed the sign, went out to meet him. So the Pharisees said to one another, See, this is getting us nowhere. Look how the whole world has gone after him. You see, for 3 years, Jesus had traveled from town to town, sharing the love of God, revealing who he was, the Son of God, through acts of kindness, words of love, and yes, signs or miracles like raising Lazarus from the dead, healing the blind, like, you know, healing the lame, feeding the multitudes, many great signs that probably if we were following along, we would have believed who he was. You know, Jesus, the disciples, spread this message of love, and many would choose to believe, while others would choose not to believe. The disciples had their hopes of where this mission was heading. If you asked them, they would have shared their hopes with you, most likely. You know, the crowds, evidenced by them laying palm branches on the ground and proclaiming Jesus, King of Israel, had their dreams of where this mission was heading. Jesus, on the other hand, knew where this mission was heading. Jesus knew where this was heading. This was heading to Jerusalem. This was heading to confront the powers of the established order, where he would be betrayed, where he would be arrested, where he would be abandoned, where he would be humiliated, where he would be beaten, where he would be nailed to the cross. Yet, he kept on going. As we think about Jesus' entry into Jerusalem, which is what we celebrate today, we often think that the entire city stopped when Jesus and the disciples arrived. Everything stopped because Jesus and the disciples were there. That's just not the case. I hate to break it to you, but anybody who thinks that is just flat out wrong. Because this was the Passover. Millions of Jewish pilgrims traveled to Jerusalem for the Passover. And there were not millions of people who stopped when Jesus and the disciples arrived. Yes, there were great crowds. And these great crowds that stopped when Jesus arrived was the case. The word had spread about what Jesus had done. He had just raised Lazarus from the dead a few days ago. We just talked about that last week. And the word had spread about some of his other miracles. Many of the Jewish people that had gathered for the Passover and heard about Jesus, and they knew that he was coming. And many of these people had spread the word about who Jesus was. But the entire city of Jerusalem did not stop when Jesus arrived. But many did. And those people that did spread the word, and they did lay palm branches on the ground, as the gospel writer tells us in verse 13. These followers felt that the king that they had expected had arrived, and they treated Jesus as such, and he let them. Jesus knew what was coming. He knew that he wasn't the king that they expected him to be, because they expected the king, Jesus, to be the king that was going to sit on the throne in Jerusalem. He wasn't going to be sitting on the Jerusalem throne that they wanted him to sit on. This parade wasn't going to end where they expected it to end. Yet, he kept on going. Jesus knew that this parade would result in a confrontation with the Jewish leadership that many of these same followers still listened to and believed, like lost sheep. Despite the many parables and lessons that Jesus had taught, he even to the disciples that followed him for 3 years, where he confronted the Jewish leadership with their hypocrisy and misguidance, he knew that many of these followers that were laying palm branches on the ground and even their cloaks would still turn their back on him just a few days later. Jesus knew this. Yet, he kept on going. Jesus knew that his closest friends, those that were walking with him in this triumphal processional into Jerusalem this day, his very disciples, one would betray him and the others would abandon him in his darkest hours. He knew that the same men that he had called one by one to drop their nets, their livelihoods, their families, and to travel with him for 3 years to live out the message of love and to share life with him on this earthly mission were nowhere to be found in the coming days. One would betray him for 30 pieces of silver. That's the cost of a slave. 30 pieces of silver. Yet, he kept on going. Jesus knew he would be tried by an unjust legal system, a system stacked against him despite his innocence. He knew that this would lead to brutal punishment, mockery in the streets, beaten in the courtyards, humiliation in front of all. He knew that he would be pushed physically almost beyond what he could bear. The verdict was already rendered before he even stepped foot for trial, and some of all, the same individuals proclaiming him King of Israel would be screaming, "Crucify him." Yet, he kept on going. Jesus knew that he would face an agonizing death. He knew his family would suffer pain and grief seeing him suffer. He knew he would shoulder the sins of the world. He knew he would face the greatest confusion and darkness he had ever known in facing death head on. Yet, he kept on going. But Jesus also knew that if he was faithful to the end, he would know the greatest joy of bringing redemption to the world. He knew it was finished. He would return to the one from whom he came, the one who is perfect love. That's why Jesus kept on going. Hosanna to the Son of David. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. That's why we proclaim it on Palm Sunday. Because we know where this parade ends. As we reflect on Jesus' 3-year ministry and these final steps that brought him to Jerusalem on this Palm Sunday, I believe that each step that brought Jesus closer to the reality of what is yet to come. I also believe each step that he was making for us, he identified with us even more. Our brokenness, our pain, our suffering, our despair. He kept on going for us. And he calls on all Christians to do the same for him this day. He invites us to keep on going. He invites us to keep picking up the cross and take the same path that he did that day, the way of the cross. He invites us to keep going in solidarity with others who are suffering, struggling, isolated, or in fear. He invites us to know our own weakness and brokenness and not be afraid to keep on going. As we reflect on our state and our community, our nation and our world, we recognize that there are many people that are broken and in pain and suffering, working long hours, isolated and grieving, people whose plight has found a place in our hearts and our prayers, and we imagine them walking this way of the cross in the company of Jesus and in the same spirit that Jesus did. Maybe with different levels of understanding, but in the same solidarity. To each of these individuals and groups this morning, if you're listening to this day, or if we know that you are out there and we know you, we say, keep on going. You're not alone. And I, along with FBC Elon this morning, say, you are not alone. You are never alone. Keep going. And so this morning, in conclusion of the sermon this day, we're going to end a little bit differently. You know, usually we would have an altar call here, but everybody sitting here is a Christian, and we don't have to worry about an altar call. And usually we'd end, open up the altar, and we'd pray. We've had a prayer for everybody this morning, but we're going to end a little bit differently this day. We're going to have a response to this, and we're going to respond in a little bit different way. Michael's already pulled up on the screen for me. There's a response, and hopefully you can see it on the screen. If you're watching Facebook Live this morning, the response says up there, in the spirit of Christ, keep going. And so this morning, I'm going to read out, identify a group. And by all means, I cannot identify every group that is struggling right now or going through difficult times. But I've listed some, and hopefully, if I have missed a group out, I apologize. But in the last group, hopefully, identifies everybody all combined. I'm going to identify a group this morning. And then I'm going to finish by saying, you are not alone. And then everybody gathered here with me is you're going to respond in the spirit of Christ, keep going. And everybody who's watching with me this morning, I want to hear you say it. You got to yell it so I can hear you at your homes this morning. And people in your community might think you're crazy out there, but that's okay. I want you to respond by saying, in the spirit of Christ, keep going. So I'm going to say a group, and I'm going to say, you are not alone, and then everybody's going to respond to me in the spirit of Christ, keep going. Because we need to know that you're not a walking alone, that you are walking just as Christ walked, knowing that the emotions are high, knowing that the need is great, but knowing that you are not alone. So respond with me this day. Father, just as Jesus entered the city of Jerusalem, we recognize that there are many others that are broken and in pain walking with him today. Today, we lift up those individuals across this world suffering with the COVID-19 virus. You are not alone. Today, we lift up those family members who are grieving the loss of loved ones from the COVID-19 virus. You are not alone. Today we lift up those family members who are isolated from a family member who has been diagnosed with the COVID-19 virus. You are not alone. Today we lift up the doctors and nurses who are on the front lines battling the COVID-19 pandemic. You are not alone. Today we lift up those scientists who are working to find vaccines, medicines, or even cures to battle the COVID-19 pandemic. You are not alone. Today we lift up the first responders, EMS, police officers, fire departments, who faithfully answer the call during difficult and dangerous times. You are not alone. Today, we lift up the worker who lost their job during the economic downturn and struggling to meet the basic needs of today. You are not alone. Today, we lift up the senior adult who feels isolated during this time because of fear, distance of family, or physical or emotional restraint. You are not alone. Today we lift up the family unit who tries to calm fears while also finding time to rest in an exhausting new scheduled world. You are not alone. Today we lift up the teacher and student who are transitioning to teach and learn in a new and scary virtual world. You are not alone. Today we lift up the grocery worker, pharmacist, restaurant worker, farmer, and vendor who help meet our basic needs. You are not alone. Today, we lift up the essential worker who are able to meet the needs of today while still worrying what tomorrow might hold. You are not alone. Today, we lift up our local, state, and national leader as they make difficult decisions in a difficult time. You are not alone. Today, we lift up our military who serve overseas and at home in times of physical war and emotional war. You are not alone. Today, we lift up those walking aimlessly, lost without a knowledge of God where their path is ultimately heading. We know Jesus walks with them. You are not alone. And finally, today, we see ourselves in all our messy mix of beauty and ugliness, courage and fear, insight and illusions, love and hate, with all our different personalities and creativity and passion. We are not alone. In the Spirit of Christ, keep going, just as Jesus did. Amen. Let us pray. Father, you hear our prayer, and hopefully we covered everybody because you walk with everyone this day. And we know that you are in control. And Father, we give you thanks for sending your Son Jesus, who entered Jerusalem with a multitude of emotions, and with all the emotions that were riding him, he kept going. He kept going, and he kept going for us. And we celebrate that this day on Palm Sunday, recognizing what we will remember this week and recognizing where it ended with an empty tomb on Resurrection Sunday. And we celebrate that this day. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Our service today, we want to invite you to join us for the rest of our Holy Week worship services and opportunities coming up. Use the Holy Week devotion guide that you have this week as an opportunity to reflect on what this season is. And remember, as we close this day, that we are not alone, that Christ walks with us because he kept on going. Let us close in music today. And listen to this benediction. Blessed is the one who comes to us by the way of love poured out with abandon. Blessed is the one who walks toward us by the way of grace that holds us fast. Blessed is the one who calls us to follow in the way of blessing, in the path of joy. Amen.